The opposition isn't backing Rob Oakeshott's bid to become Speaker. The government is seeking legal advice, but one constitutional expert says there's no legal reason stopping the move. George Williams warns, though, it'll make the operations of Parliament much more complicated. BHP Billiton is urging the government to act on climate change. The company's chief executive, Marius Kloppers, says there needs to be a price on carbon. He says any money raised by a carbon tax needs to be returned to the community if the government is to get widespread support. He warns Australia's economy will be damaged if it doesn't act. The former Australian Federal Police Chief, Mick Kelty, will testify today in a bid to save the life of one of the Bali Nine. Scott Rush is making a last-ditch attempt to avoid the death penalty. Mr Kelty is expected to tell a Denpasar court Rush was a minor player in the smuggling ring. It was the AFP which originally tipped off the Indonesians to the group's activities. Violence in Gaza has marked the second day of the Middle East peace talks. Israeli planes have bombed targets in Gaza, killing one Palestinian in response to mortar and rocket attacks by militants. It coincides with a visit by the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Jerusalem, where peace talks entered their second day. And police reinforcements are on their way to a remote central Australian community to help quell an outbreak of violence. Police say up to 30 people armed with iron bars and sticks have set fire to cars and a house in Unamendu.